Okay, so we're very pleased to welcome, first of all, is Dean Collins, who is the representative of the Labour Group from the County Council, speaking on behalf of the Labour Party. He's a County Councillor for Staveley and Whittington, and we're very pleased to welcome him.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here, actually. It's a good honour for me to come here on behalf of the County Group at Matlock. The Labour-controlled County Council has worked with partners to make Derbyshire a safer place to live, work and visit. Along with our partners, we have delivered a significant level of activity, including, amongst others, funding Stop Hate UK to provide a 24/7 helpline for victims of hate crime, delivery of hate crime training to over 2,000 professionals to date. We're working with the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner, Ardil Dinser, and Derby City Council to prepare a hate crime awareness campaign, which will be launched on the 20th of March. And we have monitored and responded to community tensions in specific locations. In 2016, Derbyshire and its partners, through the Syrian Vulnerable Persons Resettlement Partnership, pledged to welcome 50 people in family groups during 16-17. We welcome the first families into Derbyshire in November, and the next group should be arriving later this month. In July 16, the National Unaccompanied Asylum Seeking Children Transfer Scheme, if you like making these longer, I don't know why, was established to ensure a fairer distribution of unaccompanied children across the UK. I'm sure you're aware there's not many authorities like coming forward for such schemes, I don't know why. The County Council will be welcoming approximately 100 children within the next 12 to 18 months, and we have established a specialist social work team to support the children and young people. We are in troubled times with the Brexit vote just releasing more racists to be even more vocal. And I've heard that today down on doors in Ilkeston, when one of the guys openly opened the door and says, "I'm a racist, I don't want nothing to do with you." As you can imagine, I was there 10 minutes having to go back at him. Could have been in my ward, it might have been a lot longer, to be fair. And we have seen this in Chesterfield and all over Derbyshire, actually. Over the last 3 or 4 months, we've been door knocking. They're very openly now talking about it. Whereas before they were a bit ashamed to admit they were kippers. Well, now they're not. The first response is one of my colleagues on Saturday down near South Derbyshire. The guy opened the door and all he got straight away before any words were middle finger. It's getting horrendous. We cannot imagine the danger and distress these people face every day. Death and suffering shouldn't be happening, and we need to act now. We cannot and will not let our friends and families down, and this is why we need to stand up to racism. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean, and it's really good news to hear that we're going to see another 100 unaccompanied refugee children coming to the area. Yeah. That's very good.